Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And folks, I tell you what, it's again time to meet a new angler, maybe out on a tour that maybe you haven't heard of before. And it's a guy that's really taken the world by storm. Last year, the Bass Fan Rookie of the Year race went down to the wire, and this guy that's with me today was one of the guys that was there, and that was John Cruz. And John, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Let's talk, if we can, about maybe a little bit about the history of John Cruz and what's going on. I know last year you fished the FLW Trail and a little bit of bass, but tell me about what's in the plans for this year.
This year, I'm going to fish the FLW Tour and the Sitco Tour, which is formerly called the Top 150s. That's what most people seem to know it by, but that's probably the most elite trail. And it's been my goal since I started full-time fishing was to qualify for the now called the Sitco Bassmasters Tour. So I'm just I feel privileged, and you know, it's like I've accomplished one of my goals already, and now I'm just looking forward to actually going out there and fishing against all the big names.
Well, you had the opportunity to fish this fall a little bit in the open trail and getting ready for the tour, kind of tuning up, and that didn't probably go as well as you'd like for it too. But a lot of good things have happened to you in the way of sponsorships.
That's right. It really has. Talking about my fall, first of all, it seemed like I was at Pickwick. The middle tournament was a bad tournament for me, and I fished three other tournaments, and it seemed that I couldn't put good catches together 2 days in a row. It was either weather or something else. But the days that I did have everything that worked, I had weights that were in the top five of the tournament, top ten. So it was good to know that I could catch the proper amount of weight in order to do really well in the tournaments, but I just had a little something inhibiting, you know, duplicating it 2 and 3 days in a row. So I'm going to try to work all those kinks out before next year. But yes, as far as the sponsorships goes, I've gotten affiliated with Triple Fish Line, mainly due to my work with you guys at Bass Fan. And that has become a really good relationship. I really love that line. It's they have a whole variety of lines and for different applications, and I just am really a big fan of those. And I've also getting possibly an affiliation with Lure Jensen for the next year, and that, I'm really looking forward to that. So we're still in the talking phase, I guess you can say.
Well, you've had a lot of good things going on. You're going to be running a special boat this year.
Definitely. That's probably the thing that I'm most excited about is I'm going to be running the Bass Fan wrapped Ranger bass boat, and I'm just super excited about that. I've been trying for over a year now, been talking with Ranger a whole lot about getting on affiliated with a team, one of their sanctioned teams, and because I've been on the Ranger Pro staff now for going on 3 years. So I love Ranger and I love the boat. And I just wanted to get, you know, elevate my pro staff to the next level, and that was the best way to do it. And you know, sure enough, the Bass Fan thing was just happened to work out perfect. So I'm really looking forward to it, and really looking forward to getting the exposure, which is going to be awesome. And you guys at Bass Fan have already helped me out a lot, and with sponsors as well, supplemental sponsors. So that's great.
Well, the ultimate bass fish catching machine, you're going to have it. It's going to be kind of a unique boat out on the trail, no question.
It is. It's very unique, and it's going to be absolutely awesome. The best way to describe it is it's going to be a, you know, white, blue, and black camouflage boat. They were actually designing it, and they said, you know, this thing's going to be orange, and they were telling me all these different wild colors, and they said, well, what do you think about that? I said, why don't you make it something that, you know, kind of blends more in with the water. So the actual base for it, I think, I don't know if they changed it because of what I said, but it's a white, you know, it's almost like a water camouflage, and it's going to have a black bottom, and then it's going to have a big shark's mouth on the front with a big old mean, nasty eye on it, and then Bass Fan written real huge down the side of it. So it's going to be beautiful. It's going to have a big old Yamaha 250 HPDI right on the back of it.
Well, that thing is in production as we speak right now, and as you get closer to getting it, you got to really be chomping at the bit.
Absolutely. I am just very, very much anticipating getting the boat. I mean, just for I'm going to have the new Ranger 521, which I've only seen less than a handful out there on the trail. It's just a brand new boat, that they just started production on this fall, and it's going to be a humdinger. It's going to be really fast. It's 6 inches longer than the current 520, and it's rated to handle up to a 250 horsepower engine. And that new Yamaha 250 HPDI is supposed to be a super fast, super powerful engine. So I can't wait to run that combo.
Well, you got to talk about fuel economy as well. You know, when you think about the HPDI and the Yamaha outboard in particular, the fuel economy, and even with a 250, it's going to be pretty good.
Definitely, I've been running the you know, that type of fuel injection technology now for 2 years, and I just love the fuel economy with it, because in most tournaments, most BASS tournaments, and in most FLW tournaments, I'll fish at least 3 days of practice without filling up, without even looking at a gas station. And you know, when you do that 180, you know, to 250 days a year, that really adds up versus a conventional electronic fuel injection engine. So that new technology is definitely the way to go.
Well, we got to talk about something that's going to be special on Bass Fan. You know, not only are you running a Bass Fan boat, but we're going to be covering what's going on with John Cruise throughout both tours, aren't we?
That's right. I'm really looking forward to that, and seeing exactly how that unfolds, and I'm sure it's going to be very exciting, and I guess, you know, I might have people come up to me, I don't even have a clue who they are, and knowing more about me than I'd ever dreamt that people would know. So I think that'll be very interesting.
Well, you know, Bass Fan right now, the largest outdoor source for professional bass fishing, and we're really happy with the new venue here with radio. We got a new television venue we're probably going to start next year. And if you look at what's going on, man, you know, the great things ahead, and being in at the beginning here with us, John, should be some good things for you as well.
That's definitely for sure. Everybody that I've told about this Bass Fan boat that I'm going to be running, if they know about Bass Fan, they just think it's awesome. They love the website. I can't tell you the number of people that I've told about Bass Fan, and they tell me, I've never heard of Bass Fan. What is it about? And I tell them, it's, you know, dedicated to covering the pro tours and the new latest techniques and everything like that. And you know, people go out there and they check it out, and then they come back to me and say, man, I love that site. I check it every single day. For example, I got on the internet today, and it's, you know, it's always in my list of websites to look at. So I looked at it, and I looked on there how my buddy and my roommate Kobe Carden won the Bassmaster tournament last week. It was pretty neat to room with him and see how he did it, and you know, be there to support him, and then actually to read about it on Bass Fan. It was a pretty neat deal.
Well, you know, John, the best is ahead, and if you think about what's going to go on now, here starting in January, cold weather months here, but where you guys are going to be should be fairly warm, and it should be a great time to maybe catch a few big ones.
That's right. I have some friends of mine asking me, you know, what's going to be going on down there when you're there? And, you know, Florida in January, those lakes in that part of the country, it's really going to depend on the weather. That's really going to be the main key. We've got three tournaments, two Bassmaster events and one FLW in Florida, starting out on the Harris Chain of Lakes, going over to Okeechobee, and then staying on Okeechobee the following week for the FLW. So it's all really going to depend on the weather. And if they get cold down there now, and then it starts to warm up by the time the tournaments roll around, it could be unbelievable. But then on the other side of the coin, if it gets really cold when we're there at those different places, then it could be a really tough tournament. You know, it could be, you know, when the bass really just go out of sync, because Florida, they get traditionally, that part of the country, only a couple weeks of bad weather. And when those couple weeks of bad weather come, the fish just do not bite. So it could be really good or it could be really bad. It's just kind of a little far off the tail now.
Well, John, I got to tell you, we're looking forward to great things out of you this year. And if you want to keep up with what's going on with John Cruise or just the pro tours at all, come out to BassFan.com. And I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.